Chapter 3, Number 2. This is not so with language. It is, of course, true that in a certain sense the individual is predestined to talk, but that is due entirely to the circumstance where he is born, not merely in nature, but into a society that is certain, reasonably certain, to lead him to its traditions. Eliminate society, and there is every reason to believe that he will learn to walk, if indeed he survives at all. But it is just as certain that he will never learn to talk, that is, to communicate ideas according to the traditional system of a particular society. Or, again, remove the newborn individual from his social environment and transplant him into an utterly alien one. He will develop the art of walking in his new environment very much as he would have done in the old. But his speech will be completely different from the speech of his native environment. Walking is an organic, an instinctive function, not, of course, itself an instinct. Speech is a non-instinctive, acquired, cultural function.